יד השמיים. Much of what we'll be discussing at the first part of the shiur is found later in the Yerodeya, in Hilchus Tevila. So if anyone has a regular Yerodeya Chelik Beis here in the room, you have one of those? The regular one. Right. I'm going to maybe borrow it later on. Tough Samech Abosa, it was the very end of Masechta Avodah Zarah. Rabbeinu Meir Hayamoro Lahatku Kli B'toch Kli B'Be'er. Ulvachu amayim tzof ma piachitzon. She piachitzon kshol feres anod. Kidemash v'perg, masnitzin perg vav de mekvos. Shida v'atela shabiyam. Machaminim v'perg chom v'chom v'bakosh and chagiga. Matbilin kli b'toch kli l'truma v'lo l'kodesh. Okay, that's number one. You have a kli b'toch kli. A kli b'toch kli. That's number one. Number two. Kam horu. שיש לאדם ליזור עם יד פה לזכוכס מולי מיה ויתנאו בדלי מולי מיה ודלי שקוע בבור וישיבו על שולוב פניח עציצה מחמס כובדו של כלי. The heaviness, the weight of the כלי will itself put the כלי in the very bottom of the כלי, will hit the bottom of the pail and there will be a חציצה right there. וחוצץ כנמין בפרק חומר בקודש, again in מחגיגה. You put it on its side, and it'll roll around and around and around within the pail, and there'll be no chatzitza in such a circumstance. Fine, that makes a lot of sense. Let's go further than that. Vein la'achshos, ma'ashlami parsis regalo adam homi b'kaka b'mikvah vein chotis. Yeah, a person goes to the mikvah. I assume you've been to the mikvah once in your life. So you go into the mikveh and you put your feet down on the floor. You weigh more than the glass, right? So your weight, if you put your foot down on the mikveh, so it's a chatzitza on the bottom. So the truth is, most of us, I think we bob up a little bit, no? When you go down to the mikveh, you bend your head down, and then your feet come up, right? So that's why it's... But let's say not. Shenarminon... Shamayim boil the shom terem yitin ragla boritz. The world gets there first. Kitam perg zayin hit bilbo as hamita afal pisha raglea shokos petit haava ksheira ne shamayim magdimin. The world is there first. Yes, shlomar dafka be mikvah sholein shemuchu borin. There the water is the water of the mikvah. Avak shenosin as chukos bedli afilu mile mayim eino moil. Why? Kihem pollution. The water is water which is not part of the mikvah. Remember, you're putting the glass in the bucket and you're gonna dip the whole bucket into the mikvah. So the water which is between the glass and the mikvah and the pail is not mikvah water. That's the problem. Period. This is point number one. Rabbi Osman Mordechai, tough samach. Yeah.
Assuming that you filled it up and the mikvah water is on top of the tank.
Very good. Excellent question. We'll come to that. But before we get that, we have to discuss the very next line, which is the last line for our purpose. What an amazingly powerful phraseology over here. If you hold a person or hold a kli and you put him into the mikvah, the person kli are still tamei. Why? Because the point that you're holding on to him, it's a chatzitza. That's a very serious problem for Tzvilas Kalim. Okay? Tzvilas Kalim. So, you have a Shulchan Aruch? I'm going to borrow it. I'm sorry, I should have brought my own. I just forgot. Is it regular Shulchan Aruch, which includes... No, that doesn't happen. Thank you very much. Okay? I'll bring mine. Just give me a second. I'll get it from inside. I meant to do it before. I forgot. Be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, here we are. This is in Hilchos Nida. In Hilchos Nida, it's in Kuf Tzadiches. That's where the laws of Chatzitza are found. And I'd like to read you a Taz in Simen Kuf Tzadiches, Sivkotten Chav Zayin. Kuf Tzadiches, the Taz, Sivkotten Chav Zayin. Well, this halacha is found in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Tzadiches Sif Chav Ches. Lo techos bo chaverta biyodeha b'shas tvila. In other words, if a woman is not steady on her feet and someone else has to go down with her, she shouldn't hold her. Elim kein rofsa yoda, she'll loosen her hand, k'te sheyavo hamayim b'mokom achizas yodeha. She has to loosen her hand. She has to loosen her hand based on the Mishnah in Mikvos, as we saw, which is quoted by the Rosh in Luchos Mikvos. Then it says, "V'midicha yodeha b'mayim." This is also in the Mishnah. If she wet her hands with water, tchila, shari. Why? Shemashka tofeach shal yodeha chibru l'mei hamikvah. Because the water that's on her hands is considered to be a chibur, tofeach amas latfiach the shach eds, is considered to be a chibur to the mikvah. Based on the Rashi in the Torah Sabayis, Bayis Zayin Shar Zayin. We have learned Bayis Zayin, that's by Hilchos Nida. Ad Kan, this is in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches, Sif Chav Ches. Similar ideas found over here in our Simen, Simen Kuf Chav, because it didn't seem to be rather similar. So the Taz here in Sivkotten Chof Zayin quotes the Mishnah. I read you the whole Mishnah. We only had one line in the Mishnah. Let's read it back. What was the line we saw in the Mordechai? We had one line. What does it say? Ha'ochez ba'odim v'kelim v'matbilon t'meim. That's true. But the Mishnah continues. V'midiach yodav b'mayim t'horim. Kishamashka shayodav mischava l'mei mikva v'enkan chatzitza. Rav Shimon Omer, Yerapes yodav deshiyavo b'hem amayim. Okay? What's pshat? So the Rambam and the Ramban write, Tanakam is machmim all the Rav Shimon. Quote the Rav Shimon, it's enough to have to loosen your hand. Quote Tanakam, no. Gzeira Shem lo yirape. He won't loosen. I know how it's loose, tight, what is it? And therefore, the Rambam paskins to be inon hadochas yodav tchila dafka. You have to have that. You reap what yodav won't help. Ukvachasaf tiliel kuf chav siv bay siv cotton dalad. Now we get back to our Shulchan Aruch. See, the two are related. Open up, please. This everybody has. Siv and kuf chav siv bay. Taz referring to himself in siv cotton dalad. Let's please look. Kuf chav siv bay. Says the Mechaber, Tzorach shekli rofui biyodo b'shas tvila, shemahatko biyodo havechatzitza, v'im lichaleach, that means he wet, yodo b'mayim tchila, ein lochosh. Okay? Fine. So says the Taz, oh, let's go further. The Ramah, but dafka liachlech yodav b'mei mikvah, avalo b'mayim plushin. What's the case he's talking about? We saw that in the Mordechai, right? It's the case of the glass in the bucket. It's no good because the mayim is mayim plushin. It's not water from the mikvah itself. This is quite a lengthy taz, and we'll go slowly because it's halacha l'maisa. Has anyone ever done tefillas kelim here in his life? Which one did you do? Did you wet your hands before within the water of the mikvah? Did you loosen your hands? Did you both? Did you do neither? What did you do?
The
you put it in the shopping bag.
Shopping bag. The shikari. They have like the little curtains.
Uh-huh.
With holes.
With holes in the bottom.
Yes.
That's because you put all your stuff in the milk container. Uh-huh. That's a good idea. Huh?
Like
what about these forks, knives, and spoons will fall right out?
The holes are small enough.
Small enough, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll have to see what that works or not. We'll try to talk about that. Somewhere. Okay. Let's see the Taz. We all have the Taz in front of us right over here. This, you don't have the Taz in the Kuf Tzadiches. That I just read to you a little bit before. But let's take a look at the Taz over here. Mokam iniach harav lezgadeba po. Ki kvoda b'mkoma munach. Shlo dok klal b'hagozu. Hagam ki nimshochan achar edivri ha-mordechai. Sama b'odazor. Kamosha nati b'sam m'kshem darke moshe. Mikoma kam tzorach lov edivri ha-mordechai l'foshem. Kamosha natsia l'fanenu. Im yitz Hashem. Utchila naskir ikwa da ha-milsa. The Sochar Atur. Shulchanoch da hadochas yodah b'mayim ahani. Masha Shanina Bemishta Perkhesta Mikvos Ochas Yoda Beodam Vekalim Mat Bilim Tumayim. The Midiach as Yoda Bemayim Tahorim. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yerap as Yoda Geshi Yavo Bemayim Pirish Rash. This Rabbi Shimshun. Hidiach Yoda Koda Bachizoso Tahorim. The Fi. Shamashke Shah Yoda Mischava Lemea Mikva. Venga Chatzitza. And Havi Viturus and Makuf Sadiches. That's what I just showed you. Vizel Shono Shamashke Tofeach Al Yadayim Chibul Me Mikva. End quote. So says the Torah Sabayas. Tanakama daim idicho yodel b'mayim b'meisha mashke sha'al yodel tofeach l'latfiach v'mischam b'meya mikva. Venga chatzitza, end quote. Based on mikvos, perek vav. U'moshko mashiko afilu k'she'ira dayo pirish t'mayi hosm sh'rotza l'tar mayim psulim y'mei mikva k'sherim. Deisha mashik osam k'chut ha'sara k'kol ha'shaka nitri v'kol ha'psulim v'alocha revachasi. The mask of the fair of the mole of Chabah on the mikvah, the mikvah ksherim, getting that Zion. That's the mission we said before. Ochas bodem of the kli, yadiach yadav b'mayim, and the shekonim shiochas ha-kli, yilach lech yadav afilu b'mayim plushim. Oh, I argue with the Ramah. Vayadei chiburim le-mikvah, yiyu gam b'mayim shal yadav kvar, kimei mikvah mamash shayadei ha-shoko. In other words, when he's asking a kashi against the Ramah, what do you mean? If I put my hands in the sink, the minute I put my hand into the mikvah, that's mikvah water. That's a famous principle known as hashoka. That's how all mikvahs work nowadays, based on hashoka, that waters which touch each other, they attain the status of mei mikvah. And therefore, zochar atana ve'achra v'aposkin loshen adoch v'yalma, k'chol adoch v'shem v'tlushin. Ploker amo, shepirish divri atur dach v'mei mikvah. Elaf tlushin mo'ilim mitam hashoka, yeah. Ay, the Mordechai. He gives it to Mordechai word for word. Right, we have to read it again. We read it already once. We read it the second time, the whole thing. Long quotation. Ad kal lashono. He said, Lomad Ramah, Lefarish Kanda, Dokash Yisker Atur, who be made mikvah. Who vemis no. Zeo inyan acher, da Mordechai marry me kovat a kli, shu mafsik b'mokom shu shochev. That's a different story. There we're talking about a case where you have a heavy glass, you put it into a pail, and then you dump the whole pail into the mikvah. V'ein shayach shem loma shemayim shetachas hakli yunitarim b'neshika b'mei mikvah. Why? Eladavkim hoyu kfar mitachas hakli mayim k'shem shel mikvah. Oz! Af al pi shekovet hakli mafsik, asher tomar oshen hamayim shetachas hakli hufsiku l'gam b'mei mikvah. V'komakom nishiru b'chiburun v'lo nifsalu. V'yesh l'mchiba mikol tzad shiyu nishorim v'echsherim. V'ashek en mayim plushim b'kli shet tzorach v'tarnei ha'nishika l'asas aleim tahar me'ikora v'zeh tzorach chiba tov v'kevet shesh kovet b'kli lo mikri chiba tov. Amazing. He's saying the only time that the Mordechai requires my mikvah and it's supposed to mayim plushim is in his case. You have a heavy glass, you're putting it into a pail and dumping the whole pail into the mikvah. So if the water is not considered to, it's not made mikvah from the beginning, there is no hashaka because it's of the heaviness of the glass which is in the pail. Aval b'emes mishatov v'kli b'yodo b'mikvah ain't tzorach l'mei mikvah elekeven she'en shem kovet kli shaper havin neshika l'mayim plushim shem tfucham ayodo kvar b'mei mikvah. Period. Al b'mikomakam tzorach adon hatov v'kli Shaldechas b'koach b'klidim kain yegamkin about kovet hakli shezacharnu, because it's gonna seal it off. You hold on so tight, it's gonna be like a very heavy glass kli, it's gonna break the connection. Alei dibuk benini kemo shomer benida tovelas b'kamaduchti l'in enos v'sif soser. You need close the benini, not too tight, not too loose. Zekavonas ha'Mordechai. Shazakhana Shakasa Vigam Yeshizok Moshakasa Bimasnisin Ochas Bakula the Kosha. Vikimas Nisin Osulashmina. What? The Mordechai is telling you enough in the Mishnah. This is the kasha. You know all Mishnayos. You know all Mishnayos about Pe'ah. No. So the Mordechai tells you a Mishnah pshita. Not everyone knows Mishnayos about Pe'ah. Especially Mikvos. Who knows Mishnayos Mikvos about Pe'ah? Never bothered me this kasha. Chimasdis also Shmini. You betcha. He's telling you a Mishnah which most people don't even know. But that's the Taz's argument. Of the Chumash Malan. You don't need to be merapa yodav. Tanakama is according to him is more makil than Rabbi Shimon. Is more makil than Rabbi Shimon. According to the Rambam and the Rambam we saw before, Tanakama is more machmer than Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Dibuk beinani tzara kama Tanakama. Below Bechosik, Bezel Poshin, Chenis is the Sefer Mishmeres Havayah Shal Rashba, Dav Kuvtzai, Shikosi Zal Shona. The Kaimel Ketana Kama, the Ein Tzorach Lerapos Yodav, El Kol Shediach Yodav Tchila Ben Avdochak Harbe, Ol and Tvila. Beautiful. So the Taz is Gevaldik. And nearly, continues the Taz Simen Kuf Chof, Sif Kotten Dalet. I'm now halfway down or more. Tatur Svile, Shemahatko biyodo dibuk beinani, muter afilu lechatchila, v'lo gazmin en shemiyad kenu b'koach ma'od, v'lo yol chibu mei mikva. V'zeh shekosav, miyuhim lichle v'chule, ein lochush, v'kosha mayin lochush, ein lochush, ein lochush, muter af o shabadami. Kamash malon, shein lochush shemiyadek ma'od b'koach. V'rosh mekel od, v'lo svile kovdo shol kli mafsik, u'mevat lachibu shol tlushim shayodo, im mei mikva. So it costs the bichos mikvos with Zelashon of the Rosh. The Pnei Shamayim Akdimim, the Nogu, the Ragli Amita, Kodesh, the Nogu Betit, the also Mamayim the Huburon, the Mikvah, Hilkach Lohavi Chatzitza, the Nan Perkhas the Mikvos, the Ochis, the Odom, the Kalim, the Bilim, the Mayim, the Midiach, the Mayim Torim, whom Tam Zain Torah like Bia Raglo, Bishas Tvila, the Shamayim Akdimim, Akal Nashona. Hare. Shehish Vedin Zel Adochas Yadayim, Shashom Havin Mea Adochat Tlushin. You put your hand under a sink, you wet them, and now what are you doing? You're holding on. That's just as good as the case in which you walk into the mikveh where the water is made mikveh. No difference, made mikveh, not made mikveh. Even if it's mayim klushin, the minute it touches the mikveh, it becomes made mikveh. We'll be comical. Kevan shamborachai mechalik ben kovet akli o eno kovet. Yesh to hachmir. We should be machmir that you shouldn't rely on mayim klushin. The obvious question becomes, how do you do it when it comes to Tzvilas Kalim? A human being can walk into the mikvah. But how do you do it with a kli? How do you do it? Okay. Misha rotza lahat bu kli yilach leach yodov afil v'mayim tlushin v'yochaz akli dibik benini v'yad bilo. Because the minute the water touches of the sink, touches the mikvah, becomes part of the mikvah. V'rotza lahat bu kli mo leimayim Tlushin b'dli tolosh min amayim ulusumim b'mayim makli. Now I have a problem. I have a big problem. What are you going to do? Oh, tzorach she'afchenu al shulav. You have to turn it upside down. Kizel kimo odam ha'ochez b'koach b'kli v'tovlo. Ki odam ha'ochez hu b'chiri. He has a b'chiri chavshis. V'yechol lechol shulav b'koach golo. There's no bechira chavshus for a glass which is directly on top of a pail to raise itself. Doesn't work that way. Elim kain shadlisha kuah b'mayim umorad akli b'tocho oz lo ichmas lam b'kovad akli. Why? Kemesh akvar yesh mayim k'sherim b'tocho ukemo shamanu. What does that mean? It means you have to, I get the impression, what he's saying, you have to put the pail in the water, in the mikvah, and then you put the glass in, otherwise it's not going to work. Uvulavush kosuv, shebetocha mayim itnena miyad liyad. The other alternative is, put your hand and hold on to the kli, and change hands. So then the water is mikvah water. Wow. Hagam shu derech tov, also derech ein isra afilim ochas b'koach ma'ot, as the Yisavet says, because why? Because it's mikvah water. The case of the Mishnah is not that case. The divrei atur shavanoch lo mispashim klal b'derech zeh b'derech shamarnu. Afilu betlushim sagi. Why? Kevan shein kovet kli ain kan kovet kli. V'lo dibek b'koach. Also lo tzilik ahogen. Afilu lechat chila. Afilu dasam morachesh zecharti. Tzilik kovet kli chotzes. Afilu nislach lo idam tchila b'mayim plushim. Period. Ve'en lochosh kan klal shema yochazenak b'koach. The loch psuki. Then choshen zeh afilu beitumas nida. As he explained in Kuf Tzadiches, we see out of the Shemaya, Ad Kan the Taz. So what exactly did the Taz say over here? A long Taz in Simen Kuf Chof, Sif Kotten Dalet, commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis. So what does he say? He's saying is there are three Madregas, Rafui, and then there's Dibuk Benini, and Dibuk Chazak, such as Kovet Akli. If it's Dibuk Chazak, you require May Mikvah. May mikvah magdimin, as the Mordechai said. You're holding it outside the water, it's plushin, only going to work, dibuk benini. And we're not choshesh for a dibuk chazuk. That's how he understands the lashon of the Mordechai, the zorer, not to have dibuk chazuk. Period. If it would not be for the taz, one could have said, all the Mordechai is trying to tell you, Rabbi Osai, is to wet your hands. He has the kasha chimas nis nos la shvina. Yeah. The Taz knows we're not bekeim in every single Mishnah in Masechta Mikvos. And that's his pshat in the Rashba. Kol shidiach yoda ve'eno dochek harbe olalent tvit l'tvila. We're not worried about the chikas harbe. That's what the Torah said. Ain lochush. Fine. The Rosh, just reviewing again. Is more makel mayim plushim work even behiduk chazak such as kovel shokli, and that's what the Gerah sounds like. Take a look on the Gerah. Remember also the Gerah sifkot zayin. It's a good chazara. Let's look in the Mordechai chagiga daf chafala from an aleph kovel shokli chotetz ayin mikvos hitbos amita. What do you answer? Kana Mayer Shibid Liam Klushin, Kach Lomahani, and Yeshli Zor. The Virab Tzarachim. Why? The Gamma Malach Lech Mamea Mikvah, Naso Layad Klushin. The minute you put your hands, you wet your hands in the Mikvah, you take them out to hold on to the Kli, it's again Klushin. So what the Levush say? You never take them out. You're passing the Kli from right hand to left hand in the water. Works, but it's not the Pashup Shah. Yeah, that's the Kasha that will go. The Divi Amorach Akach, hey, the Shom Kodmu Mayim Shal Mikvah Ksheim Tachas Amito, Mashenk and Kasha Kodmu Tlushim, Umakas Ashok on the Mikvah Mitar, as the Rash says, and Kuf Tzadiches Chavches, Imkain Tzor Shirufuyin, Shi Yashiku Bime Mikvah, Lachen Lo Mahani, here too, you need. May mikvah mikodem, and therefore yochas achakaz kaz yochas shom, but the Mishnah doesn't sound that way. So you have to say mikom gam eno dochik vochas bekoach that she in tzorach lerapos chosa dochak the masnis and stomach atani yikadina shalamorach et tzorachim ino loho lechalek ben tlush lemechubarim in chagiga where there's no water at all ein chiluk. As the Mishnah says over here, and midiach, and therefore tlushim hay, and that's what it says in Siman Reish Beis. We don't say there's mayim mekli chitzon either b'koach mahani, based upon the on mitzvah. So Vilna Gaon is even more makel. Seems to hold like the Rosh, and he has the kash against the Ramah. So mayim tlushim is not. You pick your hands out of the mikvah, it's also tlushim. So the Shach says something to answer this kash. Shach of Kotan Zayin. I am the lechem chamuda sof nida. My shikshal is that. This kashit. Maybe pick your hands out of the water. It's already no longer, it's already klushim again. V'yesh loma. Tohocha ilav ha-mayim havi chatzitza. Hilkach ha-mayim bo lafuki mitoras chatzitza. V'lechein b'inan shiyu mei mikvah. V'duk. What in heaven's name is he talking about? How do you answer the kashit? The minute you pick up your hand, you pick it up over, out of the water, it becomes pollution. So the Chelkas Binyamin has a teres. Anyone have a copy? I have mine. The other one, someone took it?
Yeah.
Good, so look inside. Okay, so whoever has to look and check on me, I'm telling the truth. It's Chelkas Binyamin, Simon Kuf Chav, Sivkotin Chavav. He gets pshat, his pshat in the words of the Shach, which are really almost unintelligible, the way we have in front of us. It doesn't read straight. Okay, I'm reading you on some page Reish Samach Tes. Reish Samach Tes. Reish, it's in Chalkas B'yamun Chavov. On page Reish Samach Tes. You need Dafka Mei Mikvah. Why? The Mei Mikvah Hoav Mitchila Ksheir Mayu Aminan Shenish Orem B'Kashrusam Aydei Chibru Kal Kozeh The Mashka Tofeach. Started off kosher, and then now it came up on top of your hand, it's already out of the mikvah, it will remain kosher. The mashkat ofech. Avalim lichlech yoda b'mayim tlushin, if you put your hands in the sink, lo mahani, dein dai v'chibur muat kazeh, lo horid l'mayim elu toras me mikvah, v'chshat tfilin. Amazing pshat. It's good enough to maintain it, but not good enough to create it. He goes a little bit further. If you dance here, Amo, I feel the lichlich yodah b'mei ha-mikvah, ela dachakach hotzir mimena, shuv lo mahani lechos bo ha-kli, debishah sheyotza yodah mitoch ha-mikvah, nasu ha-mayim sholeh k'sham ha-mayim plushin, hovedus ha-chibur ha-mikvah, l'tzorach lahash yodah achas b'soch ha-mayim, b'yodah shenis yoshid ha-kli, l'rishona, oz shapir yochol ha-chzika b'yodah rishona b'shaz ha-tfila, calls the dasir Amo, and the shah calls that way. You just saw the shach, Rebbe Osai, Pashup Shach. You have to hold on under the water. But the Gra says no, even my inclusion is going to work. As we saw, touches the mikvah, becomes my mikvah. And the Taz says no, neither is true. If it was Machzik Klibah Dibik Benini, normally, even inclusion work. Chazak, he says, so then you have to use Dafka Mei Mikvah and not take hands up from beneath the water. That's Pshat in the Ramah. And some say a Dibuk Chazak never works. Never works. Right? Even if you use Mikvah water. And guess who he quotes? He quotes his father, Bari HaShulchan, in Kuf Tzadiches. That's fair. It's very nice. He quotes his father Sefer. Okay? Halacha L'maisi, he says, if you follow the Ramah, use dafka mei mikvah, and not take your hands out from under the water. And also don't use dibuk chazak. Wow. L'chadchila, ishkam laharpos yodav legarmi min akli lerega kot. In addition, he says, you should let go for a second. Split second. Shem yispos bo, v'also rega talav atvila. Why? Shem de'ein anu b'kiyin kokach lahavchin bein dibuk chazak dibuk beinani. You're not exactly sure what Chazak and Benani is. And according to one opinion, Rabbi Osai, if you use Dibuk Chazak, it's no good. So it'll be no good even be the Evan. On the bottom of Os Pei Dalet, he says another reason. Because the Shach and Kuf Tzadiches, Sivkotin Lamedvov, which is talking about these in Yonim, makes the following comment. Shach Lamedvov says, okay, he writes as follows. He says, look, halacha lemaaseh, Rabbi Osai, lechatchila, we don't rely on any of these things. Why? Why? Lechatchila man lemelon. The mission only b'di'evid. B'di'evid. So what do we do? So lechatchila, the only way out of this is to let go. For a split second, that's in footnote, Pei Dalet. Beautiful. Okay? That's what he says. The kids are Nimritz, who lets go? You let go? I also try to let go.
I did once
and end up at the bottom of the mikvah?
Well, I was actually being told on the lake, so. But I did.
Bottom
I,
of the lake?
No. I put one hand under it.
Yeah, okay. It's good. That's good. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. That's Pshat in the Ramo. Take a look at the Mata Yonason. You all have it on the side. Ayin betaz of the shach, harichu lemanisam. Hey, mefarshim the Ramah shall lichlech yada b'mei mikvah hainu afilu shall tola shabayim b'mei mikvah mahani. They got stuck with this kasha barichus. Hemes yoradaka. No, Ramah lach napshat. Im tola shabayim b'mei mikvah lo mahani blori piyodayim. Dakas with the clerk, Yoda for some shanos and Yoda to read a Taras and Mikva, Pachakak, oh the Taras and Mayim, Mibli Shum Tlisha, no tell a cleave it off Yoda. The other of the Hatita came and low Nitlash Klavi Mikva, Adain Shema Mikva, hello. When his battle came and show a copon and mash of Tofer, and Hotim it killer, but Tala Shamayim Malcolm Kaburo, as Lekashem Mikva love, he will make when I'm in Lohabi. Main Marpi Yodav, the Mashkat of Echi, I got Lormin and Chibur, the Mevi, Shem Mikvalov. That's the riot that the Mordechai brought from the Kvos, etc. Okay, this is what we saw earlier. That's the Mati Yonis's job. Fine. Okay, so we do the best we can, you know, they're Machmir, they're Mekil. Adkan. Now we go, Rabosai, to. We'll come back to some other important halachas over here to see the question of chatzitzes, etc., etc. So we're not ready to learn it now. We'll be able to come to it. Idea of your milk crate. Okay, that's a completely not a chance to tell whether the milk crate is good or no good. Not so simple. But let's first discuss other matters, and we'll try to come back to that. Remind me a little bit later, if not today. On Monday, we're still learning these halachas. We'll say. I think Tuesday, I aim to start the new sugya of Hagdolas Kelim. So the new Mar Makarmis next week. Okay, so next week she is when. 11:45, Monday, Tuesday. Good, believe that. Okay, let's take a look at Rabosai in the Hagos Ashri in Simon Lamed Hay. Again, I owe you that little topic, but I'm not ready to talk about it this minute. Okay, let's go Hagos Ashri Simon Lamed Hay. Okay. The Agos Hoshi has the following case. The second Ago. The first we saw already. At least part of it. Second, the Klibarz al Shakofen al Alechem Lafoso of Chen Shemesimin Ole Ayora Ain Tzorach Tvila. The burners that you have in your oven, right? You put the Kedera on top of it, the Yora, does not require Tvila. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siv Dalet. Take a look. Simon Kuf Chav, Siv Dalet. Tripod. Shesof Shnaleim Kedera. Einon Tunos Tvila. Okay. Period. Often it did. Says the Gra. Siv Katan Yud. Kemo Shekosav Sham. Klei Suda Amura Beparsha. Pir Shirashpo. Siv Kolash Yavah Be'esh Tavir Be'esh. Eizu dava shabav ve'eish torach lachshir ve'eish zeh klei suda shaboleha v'chule ma'ashen kein kan de'ein aboleha kemo shtei kederis tzadi beis enem sivches. You know what it says over there. Ein kli, ein balua yotze mikli l'kli b'lo rotev. That's why we paskin a long time ago. It's enough to have one burner for both meluchas and fleshiks. Frek de gro. Afal Gav de Baruchaim Simetov to Nav Sital Matzuch Libun, famous Sif Chatzuva Tzricha Libun before Pesach, says the Gra Chumra Mi'almahi Meshepomim Nishbach Isa Aleha. Who knows? Maybe some solid dough will actually overflow the baking pot and end up on the burner. So Chumra Mi'almahi. If it's not something solid. Not a problem. Ad kan the gro in simen kuf chof sifkot yud. So we paskin You do not require tefillas kelim for the burner that's under your pots. Fine. Comes along the biurim of the Bali Ashulch of the Chelkas Binyamin with the following remarkable analysis. It's quite remarkable. Again, we have a couple of copies that we can just look inside and we have free time. Einam tunim tevila. This is on page Ayin Reish Beis. It's Orev. Sweet. Okay. Why? I'm reading from the Biurim. Tiyein sarich litbol kiyim kli anogea b'machal atzma. Where does it come from? Klei suda. Doesn't touch the food. Not called klei suda. There's a problem, Rabbo. So what do the words mean? Open up to Rashi on Ayin Hey Amud Beis. What does it mean? Klei suda amura b'parsha. Read together. Rashi. Chesuda amur b'parash, it's halfway down the narrow lines in Ayin Beis. Toksiv kol dobar sheyova b'esh v'ein derech l'shtama sh'ayde ha'ur ele kelim shal tzor chesuda uv'hanik z'vitor tvilu avuzuz z'sar b'lalo. You don't use scissors on the fire. Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Okay. A posh pshat in the Gemara. Okay. That's Shitas Rashi. Okay, Rashi never mentioned anything about Blia. Where's Blia come from? Well, we saw the Gra. Where the Gra of Kohen Yud get the concept of Blia from? He told you we got it from. Pirush Rashba. The Rashba argues on Rashi, and the Rashba says in Torah Sabayis that Kli Suda means because there is a Blia. So a chatsuva, according to Rashba, there's no bliya, ain't bliya also mikliyot klarotav, is not required tevila. But according to Rashi, it's arguable, says the biurim, you'd require tevila. Okay. He quotes the lashon of the Rashba. The Rashba says, it's by his daral shar dalid, midichsiv kol dava sheyava beish mashma, dava sheyach sheyro beish, hanu klei suda sheboleh adeish. So that's our case over here. There's no Bliya according to the Rashba, you don't need any Tevilas Kelim. And according to Rashi, presumably you would. That's the Gra. The Gra quoted the Rashi and explained his din. Why didn't he quote Rashi? Atkan part one. That's what it sounds like. Very, very persuasive argument. On the base Yosef, Uchach, the Gan, the Rashi, Nehemar Dinze. Why? The Maisi Gemara Hanal and Pirish Rashi Bilchud. Never quoted the Rashba. Because of Teichav Dinza de Chatzuva Pturim min Atvila, and the Taz as well. Aleph, he quotes Rashi only, must be Mitzara Svara on the fourth wide line. Naktinon, the Kli Sheena Nogea Ba'ochel, Lochoshim Klei Suda, Ele Kli Ameshamash Klei Suda. According to the Gra, depends upon Blia. It's the following Shaila, Rabbi Osai. What about a glass that's only used for cold? There'll never be any Blia. Never, ever. And by the way, what if all the glass is not Bole at all? Minag Maran. Right? He says, Ein lo ma de kenen she mishtamshin lehen etzon, ein lo livlut, lo libor tvila. Ho ve lo bali, yeah. It's wrong. Look in Siv Zayin, and look in the Mishnah and the Brayis on Hammond Beis. What's the difference, Taka? What's the difference? Now, the Shani Chatzuva is a Shver Teretz. The Mitzad Ofen Tashmisho, it's a burner. Mishulul Hum and Abliya. Right? What do you mean Mishulul Hum and Abliya? It's not going to, it's meant to put a pot on top of it. There can never be any Bliya. Uvahachi Mufka Mimena Torah's Klei Suda. Avokos Vechadome. Maidalo Bali. Ain't a Mitzad Ofen Tashmisho. Meshe Ain't a Machal Cham. We use it for cold drinks. Of a shabba mikru kli suda, because theoretically it can absorb from hot. Adkan varav kadoshim. Guys, if you haven't seen somebody put a piece of a meat directly on a grill-like substance, a surface, I should say, I've seen it. Now barbecue. So maybe the guy will view his tripod on his stove in the kitchen, like a barbecue, put the meat directly there? Can't, you can't do it. You and I would do it probably for mostly for kashrus reasons. But a guy would do it. Why not? Same as barbecuing. So what is it? He says, Meshulo, it's impossible to use it in that fashion. What's so impossible? I don't see often why it's so impossible. This is an interesting pshat here in the Biyurim. I think it's a fascinating concept. Fascinating concept. Oh. Now, the truth is, if you ask me, I would say that there's more to it than that. We said that the Beis Yosef doesn't sound this way. Why? Because the Beis Yosef quoted Rashi, didn't ever quote the Rashi's pshat, and he's still part of the Chatzuma. Let's take a look at those who have the Beis Yosef. Should look inside. Simon Kufchav, Siv Dalet. Kosev Smak. Everyone see the... you have it? In my print, it's Reish Yudalet in this green version. Kosev Smak. Tripod. Ain't Tzorach Tvila. It's in Kuf Tzadi Tes of Salam and Hago. The Afal Gav Shesov Sinolek Kedera Shomachol. Kevan Shein Nostin Olav HaMachol Atzmo. Ain't Tzorach Tvila. Aval HaGril... Yeah, Tzorach Tvila should sold in all of Mamash and Machal Atzmo. He right, grill. The word grill. I mean, spelled Gimel Reish Yud Yud Lamed Yud Shin. We know what it means. It means a grill. Same word they had in, I guess, French. I don't speak French. Apparently, it's a similar word in French as we have in English. It means grill. It seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that the smak here in Kuf Tzadi Tes Aleph is Lishitasa. What Lishitasa? We discussed yesterday, if you recall, the day before, the sugya of kunya. Remember kunya? That's the Gemara Ayin Ham and Beis. Kunya. So what exactly is a kunya? What do we say it was? Come on. The Torah speaks about kunya. What do you say? Right here, the same page. Reish Yudalet. Kli cheres ha-metzubim ba'avar. Metzubim bifnim. Has to be dafka bifnim. Right? The whole story. Who is the author of this opinion? So if you look at the Smak himself, right, the Smak himself says in the same simen, Kuf Tzadi Tes, not in Os Aleph, but in Os Beis, only Metzubim Bifnim is Chayav. Why? Because that side touches the machal. This is exactly what the Tur is quoting. The Tur says, "Hani b'mitzubim bifnim." It's dama leklei suda shatsiba bifnim b'mokam atashmish. Otherwise, not. Right. This is the smak. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef. Kedem smak hagos simakuf tzadi tes os beis. That's what I thought. That the smak is lishitoso. It doesn't touch the grill. The tripod never touches the food. Never touches the food. That's all. Where does that come from? Misvara. Maybe that's pshat in the Gemara, Bosai. Kisofo. What does Kisofo mean? So the Ran, remember how the Ran is down to Kisofo? We had this Ran before. The Gemara has Vaikunya Machlekes. Hilchos Kisofo, the last narrow line on Ihamid Beis. So we had the different opinions. We saw, even as it's plated on the outside, or maybe only it's plated on the inside. Maybe it's only if it's plated both. Where did that come from? It has to be plated in both the inside and the outside. Where could that possibly have come from? So we saw it comes from the Ran. So how does the Ran explain it? Where did the Ran get it from? Look inside, please. The Ran. Ran talks about kunya. Hilchos HaKisofo. Yikamad Yama. The Dafka Shu Mechupa B'Bayis V'Michutz. The Fikach Kol Shena Mechupa B'Bifnim V'Tvilasa B'Lo Brocha. In other words, that's considered, that's sofo. The sofo means in and out. So we pass the sofo means dafka in, as opposed to out. And therefore, for the same reason, the chatzuba, which doesn't touch the food, is also potter min hatvila. Fine? Now we come to the next question. Halacha lemaaseh, Rabosai. You have the following situation. I know that in my house, they have what we'll call it, little sheet pans. You put things in the oven in the sheet pan. But klal gadol, you never put anything directly in the sheet pan. Not for kashrus reasons. Why? You either wash it off. Always a piece of tin foil. You don't have that rule in your house?
I mean, maybe I'm thinking of something different.
A cookie sheet. Put something straight on? Maybe cookie sheet we do put on. I take that back. But other kinds of things. Let's say you have a situation. Is there anything you can think of in your kitchen where you always have it lined with a piece of tin foil or something like that? Anyone have such a thing?
In the toaster oven, maybe.
I'll give you another case. You have a candy dish. But your meaning is you'll only use a candy dish with candies which have wrappers. You'll never put, it's sticky. You know, they have these fancy wrapped, you know, you go to the weddings. They come into the wedding, you walk into the wedding, they give you a program, and they give you a mint. Not yeshivish mint, they're always wrapped in paper, right? So must you be terrible, that glass or that metal? What do you say? Never touch the food. So I wanted to say, not touch the food. We have the same svar we have to be making. Oh. Comes along the Urim and says, no dice. He says, Nier o mapalo chashivi hefsik ben kli leocho. He quotes the Gra, because Gra is depends upon Belia. Since the food is going to leak through the paper or the napkin and be absorbed in the kli, requires tefillah. Even though it happens to be cold, who cares? It's like a kos. Use it for cold. Yechayev, since if you would have used it for hot, it would have leaked through, would have actually touched the food here too. Oh, beyond that, he says the paper and the napkin, enam cholkim shem liatzman. So you call them mishtamish bin niyar, not b'kli gufa. Because yar zarua requires tvila for a kisui kedera, not like a chatzuva. Because kisui kiyara atzma, mesayel levashel b'kiguf kiyara, u'kikli echa dami. Oh, so therefore the gufa kli, even though this happens to be a paper intervening, it won't help. Because the kli itself is doing the primary cooking. Therefore, gabanir aluminum yesh l'chayev. According to the first reason, the tin foil will not allow anything to go through it. So then what? You would not require to feel this kind of, if there's a, oh, it's tin foil separated. According to the second reason, though, you would require it anyway. And he lacks this reason. Why? Because according to the Beis Yosef and the Taz and Rashi, it doesn't depend upon Bliya. Now what's Pshat Chatzuva? Because Kli She'enu Nogea B'machol Lo Choshev Kli Suda. That's only when the Kli Gomer HaMafsik Bein HaOchel Le'idach Kli. Which is a pot. V'lo B'chatichas Niyar, which is tinfoil. Deinu Cholek Shem Li'atzmo. Rak Botel Al HaKli. V'yainire She'enifka Toras Kli Suda M'menu Ha'idei HaHefsik Niyar. Chen Risi V'sev V'tzvilas Kelim. B'shem Ra'agoyim Rav Shloim Zalman Orbach. The map of V'niyah Lo Chashivi Hefsik. Achlo biur tamo. I, the biurim, I'm explaining the reason. It's not cholik shem la'atzmo. I think it's an interesting svara, Rabosai. An interesting svara. Fascinating. Oh. What about, Rabosai, the following cases? A can opener. Does a can opener require a Tefillas Kelim? What do you say? A can opener. I would say not. Why? It doesn't touch the food. If it happens to touch the food, it's an accident. Right? It's an accident. You open the can, it's not meant to touch the food, you're just trying to open the can. So can openers are pturim mitzvilas kelim. Okay? And what about, Rabosai, a nutcracker? A nutcracker. What do you say about a nutcracker? Some say nutcracker is chayv, because a nutcracker usually will touch the food inside the nut, or maybe even the klipa itself, the shell. The shell is considered to be a chayav in tvilas kalim, because the shell is brought to the table. Such a svar. You bring the shell to the table, sometimes, considered part of the food. Perhaps. A hammer, I think, is made primarily to knock on nails. You want to decide to. I don't think it would apply to such a case.
Ready.
I'm sorry.
According to Rabbi Svar, broken tashmisha wouldn't work because now when you pulled up the hammer to do it, so that maybe it would be a five to.
Maybe on my svar, you're right. Here we have the mefatech agozim ushkeden matpilo bibracha. If ainu mefatech bemelash agozim shein regilim laviyan leshulchan. Im klipuasam matbil below brocha shemati b'shleim zaman orbach. Okay, this is tefilas kelim, page reish chaf. Okay, this is mefatzeach. It goes. What about? Do you have about a can opener? Take a look. That's that. Potchan. That's about the can. Page reish lam and gimel. Ein od tzarech tvila. Look in the shach, yud aleph. Take a look in the shach. The shach, Rebbe also said, the shach, kuf chof, sifkot and yud aleph. Here we go. On Adin, Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Dalet, we saw that Barzlim do not, that tripod does not. And similarly, the Ramo writes in Sefei, Habarzalim shemetaknem mem hamatzis einem tzrichem tvilim. Why not? Touches the food. Shachias, kosher, the bisa veter, dima habarzalim, the sakan shal shchita, the sakan shemav shchita modein tzorach tvilim, the kemah shadavah shemetaknem also tzorach adayin tikkun acher, it's not a food yet. Kemah shakosav arav, the sakan shal shchita we paskin, libo below bracha, so to the barzalim. The Baz is Gorat Tzvei, the Rambam holds. Why? She'iev shel l'sham shel l'machal acher. As opposed to a sakan shel shchita. Ev shel l'sham shel l'machal acher. You could use it for ready-made food. Okay? And so to machten shetofen b'ma'ofos. They used to sew up, they stuffed the chickens, and they would sew up the stuffing with the needle and thread. And you don't get sakan shel shchita. For sakan shel mavshidim b'hol, ve'iev shel l'sham shel l'machal acher, ad kam. Then when the Bach says Misparayim she goes in by Yerek, have a lake tzorche suda ki yechid legabe chavola, mikri dvorim she osim mem ochol nefesh in choshen mishpit, right? It's a safloch samas reyecha whole sugin bava metzias psukim and sefer dvorim lo nehira to yev shel shlam shel lemachal acher lenirat chimashkas aprisha Misparayim shel Yerek and tzorch tvila. Then do it with chavol. Hosam afilu dvarim she'en tzviyur chesuda menichu lo kol shen klei umnoso. To machzirin lo klei machvish hoso umatzadim umagara shalo sukas above a metziya. Sakat shal shchita kosu utur v'mechaber tavi ochol nefesh enuchos above a metziya. Kol shen mishpa. V'kan kot av dien tzorok tzvila kol shken dem akadeach shevenach vol barzos hachavios a can opener, a barrel opener and tzorok tzvila. The lokim aril, who says you require tvila, so can openers sounds like it's some machlokas. Also, can openers, so barrel openers, we pass from the halacha like the shach. It does not require a tvila. Okay, fine. The tvila's kelim, but wants to have a noob shot in the maril. He doesn't believe that the maril would go against the shach. It's too posh. It should be permissible. He writes over here under what he calls Mikadeach Shemenakim Bochoves Lotime Shamas Amashkim Ain Tzorach Tvila. And the Maril says you do, the Shach says you don't, and he makes the following suggestion. He says that maybe the Maril is referring to Mikadeach Sheyesh Lo Chalal Shedarka Over Hayayin. Look in Zvachim Chavbeis Shotzos Mashkim Mitoch Kli Kuyot. So it was like a, you ever see these things? You know when you see it? You see it when they have to open it. You have to get oil in your car. Have you seen it? Can you please change my oil? What do? Take a can. They go, they make a hole with a little thing. And that same thing, you pour out the oil into your car. You got, because your car don't ever need an oil change. I unfortunately always forget, and my car goes down to zero oil. But you have to make sure you take better care of your cars. That's what they do. They take a thing, they put it in a can, they pour in. You know, when my car, I see they take one and pour it in, another one they put it in, another one they put it in. And man, you were going on no oil. So I learned from that, Hilchos Tefilas Kelim. That's what he means over here on page Resh Chaf Aleph. Okay? Let me call Malamda. Okay, Rabbosai. Okay? This is what it says. Fine. Okay. Good. It's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan over here. He claims a Tashmish Gomer, it doesn't make a difference at all if at the stage you're using the food, it's edible or inedible. The Shach said it does make a difference. He says, no. It's only talking about a case of Sakan Shel Shechita or Barzilei Matzos, which are only required for halachic reasons to permit the meat and to make sure it doesn't become chametz. If you use halachic reasons, then we make a distinction between whether it is used for edible food or inedible food. But if it's meant for non-halachic reasons, then it would be considered to be a chayev in Tevilas Kelim, no matter what. Or, says Aruch HaShulchan, it's used for something else, which has nothing to do with real food, you know, like sewing it up, things of this nature. But otherwise, he says, no matter what, you would be chayev. Let's take a look, Rabbosai, in the Mordechai, Tuf Nun test. Well, let's first take a look at Tosfos for a second. Hilchos Kesofo. Tosfos says, V'chein kliyetz shema ha-mechushokin soviv bazmi b'chutz. What's it then? Potter. I feel a man the yama ha-kol holech achar ha-mamid. The concept of a mamid tells to look in Shabbos Tav Samach, Hilchos Tumo, Kabbalah's Tumo, and Tzvich and Tvila. Why? Same thing as mi bifnin, not mi b'chutz. Those two go together. However, the Mordechai disagrees on both. Take a look again, just briefly, in Tuf Nun Tes. We've been here before. The Mordechai Tuf Nun Tes. Things both in them are of Tos are incorrect. Here we are. Tuf Nun Tes. Money de Kunya. Abiezri says, Ben Mechupa Bifnim, Ben Mechupa Bifnim, Velom Bifnim, Ton Tvila. Lo Chilka Chachamim Ben Bifnim, Ben Lechutz, Shuvas Rashi. Some say no, Bifnim Davko. Ben Peretz, Halacha Lemaisa, Ladicha Belo Bracha. Okay? So below bracha, the machlokes gedoli apostle. Now, a little bit further in the Mordechai, in Tuf Nun Tes, it's after the ayin of the what? Of the Chidush Anshei Shem. After that, he says. He says, we paskin a kol olech achar ha-maimid. But then he says, despite that fact, if you have loyim sheshov me-maim emechuk shokim barzel soviv, im lokum and akam ain't tov tvila. Ay! Afagav the kol achar ha-maimid, hanimi lehecha shenishtamash derech ha-maimid. Kmo negam shenistim shenishtamash derech ha-modabahen. Aval hani loyim sheha-maimid en betocho, ain't tov tvila, l'choriz d'shitoso. Doesn't touch the food to the outside. Rabbeinu Meir Masuch Lem Tzvila. And he quotes a quotation. Hashem Shol Adoni Al Dli Shal Eitz Shechishukan Shalosh Shal Barzli Yazin Abbas Ramayim Adin Yen Tzvila Kamol Yen Tumeh Yen Lidein Chilek Beneim Yen Yen Zeh. Because it says in Shabbos by Klei Zchuchis Hol tchilas biyasa menachol shavi rabbanon kikli cheres elameyata v'chule. Hakom maskinan shenaku v'heitim besochan avar amad d'minamin tefila d'tuma. Din halach achar amayim v'shalom erber baruch. That's what he says. It's a comparison, but it's a question whether to touch the food or not. At kan rabbosu the Mordechai tov nun test. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about all of this? Take a look at Rabbosu in Shulchan Aruch in two places. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph. We'll see that first. Sif Aleph. He says, "Kelim ha-metzupim ba'armi b'fnim, only if it's b'fnim." And what about in Sif Vav? "Kliyeh she'esh ha-chashukin shel barzim b'chutz she'minin also ain't a ton tvila." So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be consistent. What does the Shach say? The Shach says in Sifkot Yud Beis, "Sarachin." Beis Yosef posing also the Yeshua Tovla below Bracha, Mesachlin Basa Maimon or not. Yeah. And therefore he says, better to do Tefillah below Bracha. That's in Yud Dalet. What did the Shach say earlier in Sivkoton Dalet, I believe? Yud below Bracha. Morach Rabbeinu Peretz, you saw it. Afilena Matsu Bela Mivchutz. Yud below Bracha. Beis Yosef quotes it. Yeah. Yes, but tomorrow, minig olam, mishum mishdamish, and mekaderes, and mechum be'eva b'fnim below tefila klal. That's a pella. B'fnim. Let's hold it. The Ran holds. You have to have b'fnim and b'chutz. That'll be hard to imagine. The minig is to rely upon the Ran. The problem, of course, becomes Rabosai is an issue. There are more rights in Sif Aleph. Yes, omim the kelim b'mitzum be'eva afil b'fnim yitbo below bracha. Presumably the Ran's Shita is taken into account, and therefore you leave the Bracha out. But over here in Siv Vav, he says, Chashukin shel bazim b'shemi b'chutz, einon tudin tvila. So here it says you don't have to have a tvila at all. Whereas in Sif Aleph, when it's Lashon of the Ramo in Sif Aleph, Only b'fnim. No, apparently, even if it's b'chutz, he requires b'li bracha. So why in Sif Aleph does he require b'li bracha if it's mitzvah b'chutz? And over here, if it's not b'chutz, he doesn't require tevila at all because he's quiet when the Shulchan Aruch says he don't need anything. That's the kasha Rabosai. So this kasha is raised by the Mefarshim, and I want to read you the teretz of the Biurim right over here, right in front of your nose. Also have it, should read inside. Very big lumdus. This is a lumdus teretz he gives over here. Siv of Kli Eitz, the word Kli. He quotes the whole discussion. The Shach says he should be told without a bracha. Very nice. He says it's called Lashitaso. Right? Lashitaso. Fine. So Aleph and Vav is all the same. The problem is there are more. Because there are more earlier. It says Mitzupa feel me b'fnim. You matl out a bracha. So too, b'chutz, you have to be matl out a bracha. That's the prichodesh of the doctor. Here in Sivav, he's quiet. Don't need anything. And that's what the gross is over here in Sivkotten. Tes Zayin. Okay? They had a long discussion. But the bottom line is that you don't have to be tovel it at all. It's a steer in the Ramah. A steer in the Ramah, Rabosai. What do you do with a steer? Who has this kasha? Sefer Yehoshua. Had no terrors. Gives a beautiful answer, does it, by Biru. The Nirin. The last four narrow lines in the Biru. The Kli Mitzupa Dina Achmina Hu Lagamri. Dine Mekorshi Dazula Hachim Mitzupa Bechutz. It's in the Mordechai. Aviyazi, we just saw it. My damin of the Gemara, my nekunya bo tevila, afin the betzu b'fnim, the chutz. Lo chilkul chachomim. What do you mean lo chilkul chachomim? What do the words mean? So this is now first wide line. The Kriya Sefer says in Binas Adam, tevila's kli kunya is midirabonim. Why? If it's mitzupa matchis, it looks like a kli matchis. It's plated with metal, it looks like a metal kli. You have to have tevila. And he quotes it from earlier sources, the Meiri and others. And the Rav Yoh holds, no, lo chilka chachamim. What's that lashon mean? Bifnim, b'chutz. No difference. The Ramah agrees with him without a bracha. That's if it's metum, if it's plated. But over here's a different story. It's a wooden barrel. On the outside is a couple of metal props to keep it up. It doesn't look like a metal barrel. And therefore, he does, the Ramah is quiet and sivav and says it's not required. The Ramah himself holds that way. That the kelim metum and mechutz has nothing to do with the second machlokas he brought later on. But ma'amen and makom tashmish. That's beautiful pshat. That's beautiful pshat. Beautiful. Beautiful. And this is the yisod, Rabosai, that the two different them. Against Yeruch HaShulchan, who says it's Hor Ba'atalia. Okay. Beautiful. I think it's very nice. This is kli. It's a whole different var. Lo chil kachama means it's considered to be treated like a whole thing is metal. I think that's a very nice pshat. Very nice pshat. Therefore, Rabbi said, let's take a look in Siv Zayin. What's here in Siv Zayin? What does it say? Kol shel kesef mechuba bekli eitz, tzorach tvila. Okay, fine. V'dafka sh'ikar akli shel matches, says the Ramo. Avalam ikar akli shel eitz, rak shebim ad barzel kavua bo, hol v'eb shel shtamash al below a barzel, ein tzorach tvila. So on this Ramah, there's also a comment over here. The Ramaschil Avo. Okay, page Reish Ayin Test. I mean the Biur. Neshamatches Batal Alika Rakli. Afilu im no geba ochel. Even if it actually touches, you can't view the entire Kli as a metal Kli. Oh. Then he goes further, towards the very, very end of this. Page Reishai and Tess, at the following word. He quotes a Pri Chodesh, the last two lines. Sipui zehu rak chazusa bi'alma. What's that have to do with what the Ramah over here about Tefillas, Caleb? The Shomati Letaretz, Uli Eishloma, the chazusa, next page Reishai. Chazuksa bi'alma domi lema'at barzel shebotel ala kli. When do you say that the entire kli is given the status of the plating, that it's meant for substantive reasons? But it's just for chazuksa bi'alma, for looks, garnished. That's yesterday's shir, with glazeered. Right? Garnished. That's what he's suggesting over here in the biurim, which goes over the page. Resh Ayin Tes, Resh Pei. Could be. Okay, Rabosai. So now we come back to the Gemara and the Tosfos on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis. This is the last part we're discussing for today's year, which is the ownership of the Kli and how it's exactly defined. The ownership or the status of the Kli, if I may be more precise. We spoke about Mashkanta. So Machlokas Mashkanta, right? Let's read the Gemara itself. The first wide line. Mashkanta Mai. Barbara Vashi Mishkin Le'akum Kasa De Kaspa V'Atpalei V'Yishtibei B'Volo Yodana Imishu De Kosova Mashkanta Kizvini Damya Imishu De Havi De Chazi Le'akum De Data L'Shkue. So if the Goy is going to leave it there, even though what? Mashkanta is not Kizvini, Yechayev anyway. Why? Why? If Mashkan is not Kazvini, why Yechayev just because the guy's going to leave it there forever? So what? Maris Ayin, maybe? Let's take a look at the Tosis. Even should the Chachasam Mashkan is Kazvini. The cave and the Yevshutah matbilim in the Mashkan and below Brocha. The Miesh lo Klisha Konim and Akum. Hamachuy of Tvila. Yat Bilze Imo. Yivorach al shneim. Okay, play it safe. Fanos in klula uman over kachavim l'takein. Afilu leman diyama uman kona b'shvach kli. It's a machlokes in Baba Kama and elsewhere. Ein tzarech tvila. Why? Kevan de ein shmo olav. Whoa. Tosis is now giving a new criterion, Rabosai. Shmo olav. How's it called? It's called a Jewish kli or it's called a goyish kli? Even if you hold Uman as Kona B'Shvach Kli financially, everyone knows it's the Jews Kli. And we get it back, you're not Chayef. Wow. Lo habi kemaisa shahoya in Midian. Shel Kalim shel Midian. Not only was it belonged to Midian, it was known as Midianite Kalim. Wow. V'amocha kli liyakov v'chazav lokach mimenu. Tzorach dvila kemish nikra al shema v'kachovim. When you sold it, it was the goyis kli. Av v'mashkin kli liyakov v'chazav poda. And tzorach dvila af agad the misafka lehi the matamud the mashkata kizvini. Then you know, the whole body pshita. Lo habi kizvini. Why? It was never called by the name of the goy. So Tosis is a new criteria over here of Osai. Not just a matter of pure ownership. Those are issues which relate to pure financial stuff. But when it comes to Tefillah's Kenel L'Kula O'L'Chumra, Tosis is going to Mahalach of Shmo Olav, very amorphous. It's not so technically grounded. It sounds more like it's about the reputation of the Kli. It's hard to understand what that means. Precisely. Let's take a look and see what it says in the Pesuk. Okay? Shulchan Aruch Rabosai, Sif Yud. Sif Yud. Yisrael, Shenosin Kesef, L'Uman Akum, Lasas L'Imenu Kli, Eino Tzorach Tvila, Kein Mashem Mordechai, V'yesh Cholkum, says the Ramah. So machlokas erishonim, as we saw, some say that you are required. Why? Says the gross of kodesh chafei. The sfeira the uman kona b'shvach kli ukeshalod ami the babakama tzadichesem in base. And the rift paskins uman is not kona b'shvach kli. Okay, so it's a machlokas and it's a choshen mishnah machlokas. Happens to carry over to your adaya. That's how the Gra presents it over here in Sivkaton Chav Hei. Oh. So let's go back to that Mordechai for another minute. I made a reference before about that Anshe Shem. Before I mentioned it only as a Maramakom to find the place. Now I'm going to see what it says. Please took the Mordechai. The Anshe Shem Os Ayin. Okay, everyone see the place? What does it say over here? He says, even if, like Tosis, even if Uman Kona B'Shvach Kli, and so Tzvila Kema Shein Shemakam Olav, and Kela Dama L'Minyan, Umiyu, Im Nikev L'Matim E'Revias, L'Hoya Masim Ne'anekev V'Nosnol Chatichas Matches, Tzorach Tzvila D'Kaim Olon, Kerab Nechemya, Hakol Olach Achara Maimit. So if he made a hole, he put in a piece of metal, so the goy made the kli. It's a goyish considered to be a goyish kli. Fine. Says the Anshe Shem. Din zenintze b'hagor b'smaks and kuf tzalites. Different nusach. Kevin the toli tamo the ain shame ha'akum olav. Mashma shavatzalomar. Afilu lo hoya masik revias konam lechem. All depends on whose shame it is. Whose name is called upon. Okay? And Tosis learned differently. Why? She'ein ikar ha'kli shal uman fizek shal ohoya masik revias konon lachain ken ikar ha'kli shal akamu v'tzorach tvila k'ayim l'kara meir tamak kolo ha'kara maimit k'pirish ritzvah b'rekam ad Shabbos. Whoa! This is an important chidush Anshe Shem. He applies the principle of ha'kol holech achara maimit. And Uman is called a Bishvach Kli. Yeah. And he says, Toysa Svara, that's not considered to be the Goy, doesn't apply if the Goy made the Maimon. Everything follows the Maimon. It's called Hashem HaGoy. It's called a Bishvach Kli. That's Pasha Pshat. If you want to look it up, it's in Chelkos Binyamin, Sifkotin, Pei Gimel. I'll read you a little bit in Pei Gimel. Pei Gimel starts on page Resh Pei Ches and goes over. Some the right quotes the Ramah. We hold why Uman Kona B'Shvach Kli. He quotes the Taz, the Shach, and the Gra. All say that it's Goyish Kli. Af Al Pi She'ein Shmo Nikra Olav. That's how the Taz explains. But this Shmo Olav is this episode. What are you doing? You mean such amorphous? It sounds like fluff. It's not stuff. It's not. It's just too vague. It belongs to the guy, so you have to Be maple it, that's all. Don't give me this business with what's shame here, shame there, shame. Depends on financial ownership. That's all. Financial ownership is the sole determinant. That's how the Taz, long Taz, I don't have time to read through the whole Taz right now. The Taz is Sifkaton, Yud Beis. And Yud, he talks about it in Yud Gimel. Uman Yisrael Ramos says, Shasta Kli Lava Kachovim Konomi Menu, Yat Bilenu Gam Kain, Below Brocha. It all depends upon ownership. This is the Shita of the Taz. It doesn't depend upon the shame so much. But not everyone agrees. Obviously, Ramos seems to be saying that Shem does play some kind of role. We'll see soon. We'll come back to it a little bit later. So the Ramah discusses the following case. You have silver to make a kli. Ramah writes, "Imiktsas hakesef shenasa mimenu akli shalakum." Part of it belongs to a goy. Sarach tvila. What do you mean sarach tvila? When? Ubracha, writes a shach. When? When do you require the tvila with a bracha? At what stage, Rabbi Osai? At what stage? So the Taz disagrees. So it should be matbil below bracha. What exactly is happening over here? It's not clear in the words themselves what is going on. What's exactly the case? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, we're referring to a case where the part of the silver was a Jew's and part was a goy's. Right? Was a goy's. And now I, the Yisrael, buy him out. Take a look in the Ramah Sif Yud Aleph. Yisrael v'akam shekno kli b'shkonu kli b'shutfus ein tzarach tvila. As long as there's a shutfus. But what will happen when I buy him out? When I buy him out, it now becomes mine. So therefore, there is a reason. Take a look at the Shach Sifkot M'chavav. Hayna sh'adayin ha'kli m'ktos ha'shalakam. Av l'chozer kona chelak agam tzarach tvila. Because when once it becomes totally mine, it's nichlas the kedusha, as we said. All right, fine. It's interesting. What will happen? You have part of the silver is a Jew's, and part of the silver is a goy, right? And a Yisrael makes the kli. Look at the shach and this is Kotel Chavdal. He says. Right, Shach Sifkon Chavdal. It's with Chazar again. The Ramah said, "Avlim asol la'atzmo rak shekonim ha'matches menakum, o shenosan miktas matches mishalo, ein atzorach tvila." The Shach is over here as follows. What's the case? Calls man, adayin miktas kli shalakum, because he owns some of the silver, so it's comparable to the case. Of Yisrael v'akam shekibul kli b'shutfus does not require tefila. Why? Vaday ein yotzi midei shem tumah v'tefila zu. There are dayan shem shutfus ha'akam olav. It can't be matpulah now. It still belongs half to a guy. Because of the levush, the ataz. Here too. Oh. What happens if the Jew made it, but he bought some of the metal from a goy? Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter. You don't require tefillah because it was never a kli in the goy's hands. And therefore, ad kan lo kama ha mordechai di heichadiga miktas kesef shal akum. Tzorach tefillah hayne mishum shal akum aso. Avok shi esrol aso. Afil le mandamad azina bosab misha kesef shalo. Efshad de heichad de miktas kesef shal yisroel. Mode, then tzarach tvila upirish leikar. Wow! So if it's a metal, is half Jews and half a guy. You know what? What determines the person who made the kli, and before his mechayev because the guy made it. So apparently the uman is koveya is considered klisha yisrael or klisha nachri. The pre chodesh does not go for this business. It depends exclusively upon bailus. Nothing to do with who makes it. Right? That's what it says. So according to either sheet there, about, so what's the halacha? You buy a kli from a public company. You buy a kli in Macy's. Who owns Macy's? Can you still buy? I don't know. I'm dating myself. Can you still buy Kenneth and Macy's? What do you buy? What do you buy? You buy a pot. What do you want to buy a pot today? What's sold?
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Thought it's a baby stuff. Guess not. Okay. So who owns it? Public company. So with passion should be chayv and tefilas kelim. Why? Owned by, at least partially by goyim, made by goyim presumably. Yeah. So I looked in the Chelkas Binyamin. He has in the bottom in Os Reish Pei Dalit. Here it's on page Reish Sadi Dalit, the last few lines, Bari Ashulchan. He says, Afilu im Knos Mitchili Yisrael, Vachakach Kona Shutaf Yisrael, Chelek Akum, Chayav Letovlo. Afo Pisha, Meolam Lohoya Klizeb Kula Bashus Akum. Shun the gam shutfas sagi the horrid ball al klitum avada. Reish pei dalid, shach kofda, we just saw it. Grow, everyone holds that way. Yeah. Udalo kishoalumeshiv. The Sholomeshiv says, if it never belonged at any point to a goy exclusively, you're not chayiv in tvilor abosai. If the Sholomeshiv is right, you can never make a broch on the tvilas came in your life. Why? Everything owned by public corporations. Jews have something. Come on. Jew wants some of the stock in every corporation. Sold publicly. So Terrence, we don't paskin like the Sholem Eishiv. We don't paskin like him. Pashup Shah. What did he say? Why did he say it? Based on Maisa Shoah by Tefilas Minyan. Tefilas Minyan, it belonged completely to Goyim at that point in time. So take a look over here in the Tefilas Kalim book. He talks about this. On page Ayin, Sholem Eishiv, Halokech b'kli shenasa b'beis charosha shel shutfes yudim v'goy, kevin lo hoya v'kamaisa shahoya, lo yirak shel minyan b'vad, en v'vorach al tfiloso, I feel my robe shel goy. According to Sholem Eishiv, you can never ever make a bracha on any kli ever. It's not aminik, Rabbi Osai. It's not aminik. Can we turn it around? They say, B'shas HaTchak, you can rely on the Das Yochit. What's the Shas HaTchak? Go to someone's house, and he's not being told over the Kalim. We had a whole pibble about it. Okay, do it, You rely on the Sholem Eishiv. Sholem Eishiv said, come on, the guy, the non-from Jew who bought the Kalim, he bought it from Bed Bath & Beyond. Call the Sholem Eishiv, you put the Tchilas Kalim. I'm trying to be very tricky over here. On the one hand, I'm saying, we make a bracha on such a thing. So we're not, it's a sheet of Tchuyah. On the other hand, even if it's a tchuyah, something in a pinch, you can rely upon it. And it's very hard to play that from the two ends from the middle. Very, very difficult. Pashup Shah, we pass the Rabosai against the Sholem Eishiv, as the Chelkas Binyamin passes over here in Sivkotin Sadi Tes. Fine? Yeah. One might say, Rabosai, that if it's Uman Kona B'Shvach Kli, which is not a Kinyan Gomer, Pipshuto. Then it depends upon Shem Yisroel. That's what Shem Yisroel comes up. If it's Kabbalah's Mamish, we could argue, at least according to the Pre-Chodesh, that the Shem is irrelevant, as we saw a minute ago. According to the Ramah, the Shem is always effective to some extent. Oh. So what do you do, Rabbi Osai? What do you do? What you do is no Eitzah. What do you do? You give it to a goy, and you borrow it from him. That's the Ramah. Did we see yesterday in Sif Tezayin? Take a look for a minute. Sif Tezayin. The Mechaber said, if you're stuck on Shabbos, what do? You never lakum. You shall lend him your men. Ramah, v'chein yasa afilu b'chol v'mokum she'en lo mikvah. You lend it to a, you give it to a guy, and you borrow it from him. Rabbi Sai, is this a long-term solution? A long-term solution? First of all, according to what we're saying now, You don't want to give your kli to a guy because he'll steal it. No, Mr. Jones, I'll give you 1%. You 1%. So now you have a shutfim. And once you shutfim, you have a shtickle tumma came on it, as we said before. So you put the mitzvah's kale. Wild, no? So we're out of time, Rabosai. We have to stop here. I don't think we'll be able to quite finish this sugya on Monday. I'd like to almost finish it, if we can. And then maybe on Tuesday, at some point, we'll start the sugya of Hagolas Kale, and I'll give you Mar Makom, which is the Monday or Tuesday. Good Shabbos to one and all.